Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio series. This series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each presentation features a different national speaker or business owner sharing dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Now, this presentation will answer a question we often hear from companies during our seminar workshops. The question is a franchise right for my company? The perception of most company owners is that joining a franchise means losing their name, giving up control, and paying very high franchise fees. I suspect many listening to this presentation have a similar perspective. Rather than beat around the bush, we went straight to the source and asked Robert Tunmeyer that question. Now, Robert has 30 years of experience in the franchising industry and is widely known for his ability to grow companies. He's been in the position of executive vice president of the Dwyer Group since 1998, and for 7 years, he was president of Glass Doctor, a 30-year-old company, as well as president and CEO of the Dwyer Company and president of Mr. Ruder Corporation, which is one of the Dwyer Group companies. In 1975, as a very young man, he opened his first franchise for Rainbow International Carpet Dyeing and Cleaning, now Rainbow International Carpet Cleaning and Restoration Specialist, a Dwyer Group company. Now, after buying and selling 4 franchises, all of handsome profits, I might add, he joined the home office in 1980 and began working for Rainbow International, which was to become the flagship company of the Dwyer Group. Mr. Tunmeyer takes an active role in the training of all new franchisees and in the growth of the Dwyer Group brands. He supervises all of the sales to new franchise owners and speaks with many of the franchisees on a regular basis. He believes it takes continuous training and support to grow companies. When companies grow, people blossom. The Dwyer Group operates by a code of values that Mr. Tunmeyer definitely lives by, emphasizing personal integrity and outstanding customer support. His personal number one priority is building his relationship with Christ. As you can tell from Robert's introduction, he probably has more hands-on experience in the area of company franchising as anyone in the industry. He knows the benefits of franchising, and he also knows which companies would not benefit from franchising. I believe this presentation will answer a lot of questions many of you have been asking for a very long time. Now let's listen to what he has to say.
When you think about a franchise and whether it is right for your business, I think there are 2 critical questions we need to ask. 1, am I right for a franchise? 2, is a franchise right for my business? Before we go in and start talking about whether a franchise is right for your business, we must first answer that critical question, am I right for a franchise? One of the reasons that most people go out into business for themselves is to go out and build a business so they can control their own destiny, be their own boss, and achieve their personal and financial objectives. This requires a person that oftentimes is strong-willed and somewhat independent, which are very good character qualities. Many times a person goes out and builds a business that evolves solely around them. This is a person-driven business, rather than a business that evolves around a structured system that can be replicated and duplicated over and over again. You cannot replicate the owner of a business, but you can replicate a system. Instead of the business becoming a vehicle for them to live their lives that they want to live, the business becomes their life. When you ask the question, am I right for a franchise, are you willing to have the franchise be the business and not you? Are you willing to start working on the business, not in the business? The misconception is that when you become a franchisee, you give up independence and control. I do not feel that that is accurate at all. What really happens is the business no longer becomes you. You are no longer solely the business. There's a system and a brand in place. The question is, as an individual, are you willing to follow a system? Are you coachable? Are you teachable? Are you trainable? Some people just aren't. If you are not a team player, if you're highly independent and unwilling to follow a system, then a franchise is most likely not right for you. On the flip side, if you're coachable, a team player, and willing to follow a system so the business isn't you, it's a franchise. The simple expression that we share with people is when you become a franchisee, you are in business for yourself, not by yourself. And keep in mind, a franchise is simply a vehicle to help the owner of a business achieve the personal and financial objectives by helping that owner optimize their time and energies. The second question, is a franchise right for my business? There are several things we need to be aware of in business today. In the service industry, things are changing very rapidly. We live in an environment where what worked yesterday does not work today. Technology is changing rapidly. The whole human resource environment is changing. The biggest question you should ask yourself in your business is how you plan to meet this ever-changing environment that we live in. It has gotten to the point where it is almost impossible to run your business on a day-to-day basis and keep up with the changes going on around you. When you ask yourself if your business is right for a franchise, look to the future and ask yourself if you are prepared to meet the future. When you look at a franchise is simply a system of doing business that allows the owner of the business to optimize his time and energies for a better return. A franchise is really comprised of several components. We will break them down into five components. Component 1, sales and marketing. Everything from the brand, the image, the marketing, to getting the right customers. It is very important today in the marketplace to know who your customers are and that you are going after the right customers. In reality, not everyone should be your customer. Where are you positioned in the marketplace? Are you a price competitor or you a quality service competitor? Who are your customers? And another question to ask yourself is, if you flew from your town or if someone flew from their town to your town, would they recognize the name of your business today? See, we live in a very mobile society. I'd like to take you on just a little branding journey. And this really started about 75, 80 years ago. Over the last 75 or 80 years, we have developed in this country what's known as a subconscious buying habit and pattern. Now, what do we really mean by subconscious buying habit and pattern? The word subconscious means, of course, automatic without thought. And here's what we mean by that. If you happen to be driving from Dallas, Texas to Waco, and along the way you get hungry, what do you start thinking about? Instantly start thinking of a brand, McDonald's, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, IHOP. El Conquistador doesn't register. What is El Conquistador? What am I going to get there? See, we start looking for that brand we identify with. If you get on a plane in your town and flew almost anywhere in the world today, and you get off that plane and you start looking for a hotel, what do you look for? Instantly, it's Marriott, Hyatt, Holiday Inn, Motel 6. Eddie's Inn, you're not stopping. What goes on at Eddie's Inn? You don't know. And if you went out to the mall in your town and walked through and looked at all the stores and looked at all their merchandise, with the exception of some regional clothing difference, if you flew to anywhere in North America and you went out and looked at the mall and looked at all the stores and looked at all the merchandise, you see the same stuff, same stores. So what's really happened over the last 75, 80 years is we've developed this subconscious buying habit and pattern that drives our buying decisions without us being aware of it. And this buying habit and pattern has gotten so strong today, it is reshaping the service industry. So you really have to ask yourself, do people identify with my brand? If they're coming to my town and never been here before, would they recognize my name? And next, who are your customers? Are you able to get to those customers that you really want? See, sales and marketing has changed so much over the last 15 years with all the different yellow pages out there, all the different TV stations, the internet, the different media forms out there today. How are you going to meet that complex issue? Sales and marketing is a huge issue. Are you prepared to meet that challenge? The second component, operations. Operations is everything from what happens when the phone rings to putting the check in the bank. Do you have a documented system of everything that happens between those two points? The reason it is so important to have a system is that you cannot replicate a person. In order to deliver high quality service time and time again, you must have a system. The operational side of your business is so critical. Customers' expectations have risen dramatically over the last 15 years. In the service industry today, people want to know that they're going to receive the quality and the timeliness because people are so busy today and they expect it done right the first time. Do you have a system that will ensure this happening? It takes many, many years to go out and absolutely duplicate and document a system. And it's more important than ever that you have this operational system that everybody in your organization understands, adheres to, and executes on. Operational side. Third component, management. The human side of the business. When we talk about the human side of the business, it's an area that once again has become incredibly complex. Where do I find employees? How should I compensate them, train them, and retain them? Most small independent businesses have never been trained on where to find people. And once they found them, how to really recruit them, and then how to compensate them in a way that lets everybody win. You as the business owner, and also the employee. If you're going to be in the service industry today, I think one of the most effective ways of compensation is incentive-based compensation. That allows the employee and the owner to win. When it comes to the human side of the business, a couple questions I would encourage you to ask yourself. One, am I the type of person that people want to work for? You can learn all the techniques in the world when it comes to recruiting people, but if you're not the type of person that people want to work for, it won't matter. You know, do you really care about people? Do you see your role with people as helping them accomplish their personal financial goals by being on your team? Or do you see your people as just a means to an end? And a bigger question to ask yourself along those same lines is your business the place of choice to work in your industry, in your community? It is a yes or no question. If you really want to have an abundance of people, make sure you can answer yes to that question. Because moving forward, the whole human side of the business is going to get very, very complex. The fourth component, finance, managing the bottom line, budgeting, pricing for a profit. Finance is the whole economic side of the business. What I mean by the economic side of the business is building pricing models that allows you to accurately reflect your profit objective in your pricing model. Most small businesses really fail to understand how to price their services to achieve their profit objectives. The full understanding of your economic model is so critical today. And one of the pieces of understanding that economic model is to make sure that every single year you have a budget. And whenever I share this with people, oftentimes the average small business owner looks at me and goes, "Why do I need a budget?" Here is why you need a budget. A budget is your financial roadmap. Every single year, you need to start with a roadmap of what your financial objectives are. And you need to be measuring every single day, week, and month where you're at in comparison to what your budget is. Are you on the right road? Are you going to be able to achieve your financial objectives that year? How about benchmarking? Do you have the capabilities of benchmarking your business with other businesses in the industry? Can you compare? You know, are your percentages in line? Your labor costs, your material costs, your insurance? Very important to be benchmarking. You know, as we move forward, we live in an environment where a few percentages on a couple items can absolutely eliminate your profit. You need to make sure that you have a good financial model. The fifth component, technical training and support. Keeping up with the technology in your industry. We live in an environment today where technology is changing so fast. As I mentioned earlier, it is almost impossible for you to run your business on a day-to-day basis and keep up with the changing technology in your industry. And if you look at technology today, it is just changing faster than any one of us even begin to realize. As a franchisor, we are normally tied in to the major suppliers in an industry because we are typically a large customer. And because we're tied in with the major manufacturers, it allows us to keep up with technology for our franchisees. And it's not uncommon for us to have those insights into the marketplace and the changes coming our way technology-wise before they hit the marketplace. And if you look at technology today, where it is today and where it's going to be 10 years from now, there will be no connection between the two. You've got to have the ability to keep up with the change in technology. When you ask yourself, is a franchise right for me? Do you have a system in those five areas that will allow you to be ready for the future? I'm going to go over 10 reasons we have found why people become franchisees. Now, as I go over these 10 reasons, how many of them would you answer yes to? And keep in mind, most people never really want a franchise. What they are looking for is a different and better result in their business and in their lives. So here's 10 reasons we have found why people become franchisees. 1, they want to improve their profits. They were looking for a better method to help them improve their bottom line profits that their current system had not been able to provide. It is difficult for the average small business owner to know exactly what he needs to do to increase his profit margin, how to lower his costs, how to improve the ratios. As part of a franchise system, you have a team working with you on this objective. Growth. They want to grow and take more market share. Some business owners join because they want faster growth, while some join because their businesses had reached a plateau or had grown too slowly. Understanding where to grow and how to grow is very important. Being part of a franchise organization, someone is always working with you to help you grow at the right pace and keep you growing. This is done by having ongoing support. a system that allows you to work on the business, not in the business. Third reason, and this is probably one of the most important ones, quality of life. Many business owners who became a franchisee were looking for a better quality of life. They were working 12 to 16 hours a day, and they wanted more time for family and personal life that their current way of doing business would not provide them. It is so very often for someone to come and visit us, and we hear things like, I've been in business for 5 years or 10 years, and we've never taken a vacation. And someone has been out there in business for a period of time, and they wake up one day, and they realize the business has become their life. When you build a business that evolves around you as a business owner, it is very difficult to have the quality of life that you want from the business. And when you don't have systems and structure in a business, the business becomes your life. And I think one of the biggest reasons I mentioned earlier that people join us is because they want an improved quality of life, and they're not sure how to get that out of a business. Fourth reason, diversification. Some business owners want to diversify because they had built their business around one industry, and they knew their business had no security because it did not have several profit centers. Give you an example of what I'm talking about here. You may have a business that is involved in the new construction side of the business. It might be an electrical contractor, an HVAC contractor, plumbing contractor, or a contract glazer in the glass industry. And you built a business doing new construction work. Might be residential, might be commercial. And we all know that that particular aspect of the business, the margins are thin, and you're always chasing your money. So a good thing to do is to diversify into another area of the business, as in service, so you're not dependent on new construction. Or you may be in the heating and air business, and it may be time to diversify into the electrical side of the business. I would encourage people not to build their business around one business segment or one profit center. If all you do is commercial work or residential work, it's time to diversify. Broaden that customer base. The broader your customer base is, the greater your opportunities. Five. Family and employees. Now, this is kind of a strange one, I know. Many business owners desire to turn their businesses over to their children or to a key employee. Business owners know that it is not unusual for a business to struggle and even go out of business because their owner built the business around himself and not around a system. Many of them become a franchisee because they need a system to be put in place so that family or employees who take over the business will have a much greater chance of success. If you really want to help a family member that's going to be taking over your business, and you're going to make it a second generation business or a third generation business, give them all the business tools to prepare them for the future. Six. Wearing too many hats. Many business owners don't own their businesses. The business owns them. The current way they are running their business does not allow them to spend time building the business. Their time is spent putting out fires. They spend their day jumping from one emergency to the next. Once again, they're working in the business, not on the business. See, as a small business owner, a lot of times you are the accountant, you are the dispatcher, you are the tech, you are the absolute go-to person for everything. And when you are the go-to person for everything, you're wearing a lot of hats. And this makes running a business not a lot of fun and very challenging. So take off all those hats and start working on the business, not in it. Number 7, being unable to sell the business. As a small business owner, it can be very challenging to sell the business. When the day comes to retire or cash out, they find that they've worked for 20, 25 years and really have nothing to sell. They did not position their business as a high-value asset. There's two ways to retire. One when you have to, and one when you want to. And if you're not building a lot of equity, and I mean real equity, in your business, what you have is a nice job. And if you're out there building a business today, there's two ways you make money. You make money by what you do on a day-to-day basis, and then ultimately what that business becomes worth. And it's very important that every single day you are building that business with the end in mind. 8, trend changes. Many business owners have joined to take advantage of the trend changes franchising has brought about. Over the last 50 years, 75 industries have converted to franchising to have a more competitive advantage. Real estate, food, tires, clothing, hotels, almost every industry out there has converted to franchising. Approximately 41% of all the retail sales in this country today are done through a franchise. Share a quick story with you. About 9 years ago, the largest real estate agent in our city, who was the leader, he owned the market, had tremendous top-of-the-mind awareness, converted his business to a franchise. And when I asked this individual why he did this, he said, "I saw the change coming." And he said, "I knew that if I didn't join, ultimately my business was going to be in trouble." And once again, remember, this person owned the market in our town. So are you prepared for these changing trends? 9, retirement. Many business owners join us because they were not on track to reach the amount needed in savings for a proper retirement. The reality is this. Most small business owners do very little financial planning for their future. They're busy running their business on a day-to-day basis. Being part of a franchise organization, you have someone helping you plan for your future. You're just not out there running your business on a day-to-day basis. Do you know where your retirement is coming from? Do you know when you can retire? It's a very, very important issue. As I stated earlier, two ways to retire. One when you have to, and one when you want to. Which one will it be for you? 10, research and development. Most business owners today do no research and development to stay on top of their business model and their industries. Now, when we talk about research and development, we're not talking just about the technical side of the business. How are you moving your business forward in the area of sales and marketing, operations, management, and finance? Because we live in an environment today where things are changing so rapidly, you have to have the ability to constantly tweak and improve your business model. Not only does this take time, it takes a tremendous amount of money. How much time are you able to invest on a daily basis to really improve your business model? How much time are you able to invest and money in research and development? We have about 400 small business owners come to visit us every single year. I always ask them a question. How many of you have research and development as a line item on your P&L and are investing money and time into that? I've never had someone raise their hand yet. And this is one item that I think moving forward as a business owner is so critical and so often forgot. So I've covered with you 10 reasons that we have found people join a franchise. The question I would ask you is, how many of these 10 would you like to have in place in your business today? How many of these 10 do you have in place in your business today? Another important issue when you become a franchisee, and I don't put this in the top 10 because I don't think it's ever a reason why someone should become a franchisee, but it is a very important added benefit, and that is purchasing power. When you become part of a franchise organization, you are now part of a collective buying group. And when we say collective buying group, we're not talking just about the material cost and the widgets. Can you lower your cost of doing business in the area of insurance, purchasing vehicles, uniforms, marketing materials, printed goods, lowering your cost? Another added benefit is right now, most of you are involved in the heating and air conditioning industry, the electrical, the plumbing, various different trades and businesses. And that's the industry that you're involved in. When you become a franchisee, you are now part of the franchise community, which is much larger than the current industry that you're involved in. Now think about that for just a second. You're currently involved in an industry. How powerful do you think it would be for you to be involved in a much larger industry to help prepare yourself for the future? One of the big questions that come up when you start thinking about a franchise, what's the investment? What's it going to cost me? I'd like to cover that for a moment. A franchise can run anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000. When we talk about franchise, that is for the exclusive rights to use the brand and the system in a specific area. We are a franchisor that gives exclusive territories, which means we only license one person to use the trademarks in a given area. The second part of the economic equation is ongoing royalties, the weekly fees. At our companies, there's a 2% national advertising fee, which goes into a fund and is invested to build the brand. And rarely could you ever even begin to come close to getting back on a local basis if you just spent that 2% versus what comes back to you by being part of a national pool. I think this is a great investment for every business. And then the ongoing royalty fees, which run for our companies 7% down to 4%. The more business you do on a weekly basis, the less you pay. It's a sliding scale down, and that's called royalties. And the reality is, though, the franchisee doesn't pay the royalties. It should be figured into your pricing model as part of your overhead. And it's not uncommon for a franchisor to be able to offset the royalties by what he saves you in buying power. Another way to look at the investment is this way. Let's say for simple math that the franchise territory was $50,000. And let's say you were with the franchisor for 10 years before you sold the business. That would equate to about $5,000 a year. Or if you divided it out by the weeks, you know, it's a little over $100 a week, about $20 a day, 5 days a week. Now you got to ask yourself, is the benefits I would receive from that franchisor worth $20 a day? And the franchisor is doing what they should do. That's a very simple answer. And one thing I do want to bring up, the franchise is not just about changing your name. If all you do when you become a franchisee is change your name, and you don't execute the system, it will not work. At the end of the day, a franchise is simply a coach. What is the value of having highly qualified, highly skilled people working with you on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis to help you achieve your personal financial goals, You are part of a team that can help you analyze what is happening in your business, your industry, networking with a group of people of like minds that will benchmark your business against others. What is the value of having someone to call when you have a question and challenges? Someone holding up a mirror in front of you so you can see and analyze whether the decisions you're making are really taking you in the direction you want to go. What I always encourage people to do when they're thinking about becoming a franchisee is to take the time to really evaluate it. Talk to existing franchisees. Go visit the franchisor and get behind the curtain and see if, in fact, they have the systems, and they have the brand to help you achieve your personal financial goals. One of the biggest errors people make is they make a decision about a franchise without ever doing any real homework. They make a decision based on what somebody of theirs told them about a franchise, or what they heard, or what they read somewhere. I want to really encourage you to do your homework. So ask yourself the question, am I right for a franchise? And is a franchise right for my business? It will require you to take a very deep and honest look at yourself and your current business. Look at where you are, where you want to be in the future, and if a franchise can accelerate the success of you and your business to have the quality of life that you wish to have for you and your family, then a franchise is probably right for you. If it can't, then you shouldn't do it, because a franchise is not right for everybody.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each presentation. Please feel free to give us a call with your comments. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, please give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Or check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com. Until next time, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.